Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
This week, the prospect of some form of armed confrontation between Israel and Iran, and possibly the US, therefore, and Iran, well, that seems to have become a lot more likely. We've, of course, seen the bombing of Iran's embassy in Damascus by Israel. What does it all mean? Is a global, a regional conflagration more likely? Well, we've got no better person to speak to, frankly, than the brilliant Tritti Parsi, who is an American-Iranian commentator, the co-founder and executive vice president of the Quincy Institute for Responsible Statecraft, and an author of three books, I believe, on the question of Iran and the US and general relations. Tritti, it's a great pleasure to see you. How are you doing?
Pleasure's all mine. Thank you so much for having me.
So, let's just get straight into it. Is a confrontation, an armed confrontation with Iran, inevitable, given, as we saw, for example, the strike on the embassy in Damascus by Israel?
It is certainly not inevitable, but it is unfortunately increasingly likely. There definitely are ways to prevent a further escalation. And many of those cards are in the hands of Biden, but we have seen that Biden has not been prioritizing de-escalation for the last 6 months. And the last signals coming out of the White House suggest that he's not looking, or is actually not serious about de-escalation this time around either. But inevitability, I would absolutely not say. If you just take a look at what's been going on for the last few years, the Israelis have hit Iran numerous times and the Iranians have actually not responded, partly because they're playing a long game. They know that they're in a weaker position right now and they are in a confrontation with Israel, but it is not in their interest to actually have a confrontation right now. It is in the interest, at least as Netanyahu defines itself, for Israel to have it, for Israel to expand the war, to prolong the war. And this is a key problem in Biden's approach. He has linked his policy, as if he hitched himself to what Netanyahu does. But Netanyahu is not looking to end this conflict. He's not looking even to get the hostages released. Just see what he did yesterday with the assassination of the children and grandchildren of one of the Hamas officials. That's not something you do when you actually want to advance a deal that gets the hostages released. Yet Biden has hitched his policy to Netanyahu, even though they have very different interests.
I mean, so that look of it and think this is kind of wacky behavior by the Israeli state, in that there's been 6 months now of this murderous onslaught against Gaza. But I mean, that's been a strategic defeat for Israel in lots of ways. Public opinion is drastically shifting against them in the states that they need support from, armed support, diplomatic and political support from. And they haven't actually defeated Hamas, which after 6 months of dropping the equivalent of several nuclear bombs on an area the size of East London. So why, a lot of people go, well, why would they want to expand that into a regional war? Or is it because of the strategic defeat that they seem to be suffering?
I think you put your finger right at the end. It's the danger of them losing in Gaza that increases the likelihood of them trying to expand the war in order to be able to get some sort of a turn of events that can turn this into a strategic win. But you also have to remember two other factors. Netanyahu in particular, but also other Israeli leaders, have been looking for a fight with Iran for the last 20 plus years, and they've been pushing American presidents to go to war with Iran. And all of them, even the most hawkish ones, have pushed back. But now, with Biden's deference, unprecedented deference to Netanyahu, Netanyahu may find himself having the best opportunity yet to be able to go forward with his longstanding objective and maybe taking that opportunity as a result. Secondly, we also, again, have to remember, Netanyahu knows very well, the minute this war ends, his political career ends as well, and most likely his prison sentence begins. So he does not have an interest in ending the war, getting the hostages released. And don't take it from me. Take it from the Israelis inside of Israel that are on TV every day making this point. The families of the hostages, who at this point have been completely fed up for the last 2 months, they've been very clear in their commentary that the current government of Israel is by no means by no stretch of the imagination, prioritizing the release of the hostages. Yet Biden is following Netanyahu's lead on this, as if Netanyahu's objective is to get the hostages released, as if Netanyahu's objective is to end the war, not prolong it, not enlarge it.
Is a calculation that we've seen, obviously, 6 months of often hot air from Joe Biden, hand-wringing whilst continuing to arm Israel, provide diplomatic support for Israel. But, I mean, that's flagging compared to where it was. And obviously, the US is still facilitating this absolute horror show. But public opinion's drastically shifted. I mean, a new YouGov poll suggests that more Americans than not think genocide is taking place in Gaza. And that's a huge majority amongst voters, Biden's own voters. So now Biden's going to a presidential election with a large majority of his own voters thinking he's facilitating a genocide, which is not good. So, I mean, that he's started to use tiny bits of leverage, that's clear. Is this way, if you start a war with Iran, is that a way of just getting the US back in line? Then the US all of a sudden just swings back in support and drops any kind of any reluctance?
I think we may already have seen at least the foreshadowing of that, because Biden came out yesterday and said that the United States will support Israel completely, ironclad support, if there's a confrontation with Iran. Now, that is the traditional American position, but here's a very important thing that has changed that Biden doesn't seem to take into account. Biden managed to get an uneasy truce with Iran and Iranian-supported militias in Iraq and Syria, in which the Iranians put pressure on these militias not to attack American bases and troops any further. And for about 7 weeks now, we've had no such attacks. So this happened, of course, after they killed three American soldiers and Biden took military action against them. So it was an uneasy truce. It would never have lasted for a very long time. At some point, it would start again because these militias wanted to go after American troops and the Iranians held them back. And then Israel goes and violates international law, the Vienna Convention, and bombs the Iranian consulate in Syria, expecting what to happen. Obviously, it would be an escalation. Obviously, one of the most likely things that would happen is that the truce that kept American troops in the region safe would end.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
And this is now happening. Biden knows this. But instead of putting some pressure on Israel for having put American troops at risk, he goes back and says, ironclad support. We're seeing a repeat of that bear hug from October 8th, the bear hug that, in my view, was the original sin that led us to a situation in which, rather than thinking that he actually builds leverage with Israel, it actually ensured that the Israelis concluded the United States and Biden do not have the courage to use any leverage with Israel. And as a result, they've gone ahead and done exactly what they wanted. And to be frank, they've gotten away with it. Biden has so far never put real material support. There's some rhetorical shifts taking place right now. Those are important as potential precursors of what would happen with a real pressure, but we have yet to see that real pressure.
Where does Hezbollah fit into all of this in terms of what would happen if an armed confrontation began with Iran? Because obviously Hezbollah has a very large presence as an armed force in South Lebanon on the border with Israel. There's a kind of low-level conflict going on at the moment. Hezbollah, of course, for those I'm sure people know, aligned with Iran. What do you think would happen there, and how significant a force are they, and what would there be a conflagration there in terms of not just Gaza, but then South Lebanon?
If there is a confrontation between Israel and Iran, that's where I think it would be almost inevitable to also see Hezbollah get dragged into it. If there was a confrontation between Israel and Hezbollah, then it's not as certain as to whether Iran would get dragged into it. But if Iran is already in, I think it's really unlikely that Hezbollah will not get dragged in as well. And what's really, again, important to recognize here, neither Hezbollah nor Iran are looking for this fight for many different reasons, including the fact that Lebanon is an economic mess. Hezbollah has managed to reestablish itself as a Lebanese organization and not just an Iranian proxy. This would shatter that to a large extent. The Lebanese public absolutely do not want this war. The Iranian public doesn't want this war at all. This regime is extremely unpopular inside of Iran. Their economic situation is in shatters. They're not looking for this fight. I'm not saying that they're not in conflict with Israel. I'm not saying that they're not looking for a confrontation down the future in which they're in a stronger position, but they're not looking for it at this very point. The Israelis are, and again, we talked about the logic of all of this, but Hezbollah is a very formidable force. The Israelis lost the war against them in 2006 after 34 days. Since then, Hezbollah has grown much stronger. Technology has evened the playing field. There were no drones used in a large extent in the war in 2006. Drones will be a very critical component of the next war between Israel and Lebanon. This is, and even if Israel at the end of the day were to win it militarily, and one could definitely make the argument that it has scored major victories against Hamas militarily, is Israel better off? You just mentioned the statistics about a plurality of Americans now believing that Israel is committing genocide, which then means that the word genocide is no longer taboo in this conversation. Right. It also means that we've moved way beyond apartheid being a taboo in the Israeli American conversation about Israel. 5 years ago or 4 years ago, that was still extremely controversial. So if you just take a look at it over the course of 10, 15 years, it is impossible to come to the conclusion that Israel is better off or that the trajectory that Israel is on will make it better off.
Just two-part final question. Firstly, I'm interested about Iraq, because one of the unintended consequences of American hubris was after the invasion of Iraq, Iraq moved more into the orbit of Iran. And I know US strikes in Iraq led to the protests of the Iraqi military, and actually they demanded that the US military leave Iraq altogether. So I'm wondering what's going on in terms of Iraq. But finally, what do you think, how big, what would actually be, I mean, it's not inevitable, but how do you see, and you know, how big a regional conflagration would actually be if this happens?
So if we talk about Iraq first, the Iraqis, understandably, having gone through so much devastation in the last 20 years following the U.S. invasion, but also preceding that, the U.N. sanctions and Saddam's dictatorial rule, etc., do not, by any stretch of the imagination, want to be the arena for an Israeli-Iranian fight or for an American-Iranian fight. And that is, unfortunately, the outcome for a lot of the weaker states in the region. They end up becoming the territory in which the stronger states are fighting their fights in order to avoid having to fight it on their own territory. So it's not surprising at all that the Iraqis are upset both with the Iranians and with the Americans at this point. The Iranians have been firing missiles into northern Iraq, accusing it of hosting or to being, you know, Mossad cells, etc. And of course, the U.S. has been doing the same. And there in the middle is Iraq trying to be a sovereign state in all of this. In regards to a regional conflagration, I still think that there may be pathways in which there could be an exchange of fire. I'm not advocating for it, but there could be an exchange of fire that does not lead to a major confrontation. The Israeli foreign minister said something quite fascinating yesterday on Twitter in Hebrew and in Persian. He said that if Iran strikes Israel from Iranian territory, then Israel will strike back at Iranian territory. Well, the only way Iran could strike Israel from Iranian territory is if it uses its ballistic missiles. Is he putting forward a red line saying if Iran retaliates with ballistic missiles, Israel will escalate further? But if it doesn't strike with ballistic missile, meaning that it would use drones and other things from Syria, then Israel may take that hit, but it will perhaps strike back, but not in an escalatory way. And as a result, both of them will smack each other, but then go back instead of having an all-out fight. It could be that that is the message that is being sent. But then hearing what is coming from the administration, ironclad support, no call for restraint, etc., it does make me worry that even if there are some elements in the Israeli government that doesn't want to go in an all-out war, this kind of ironclad support rhetoric does not do anything to induce restraint on these rates.
Fascinating stuff, Chita. And I'll be certainly following your commentary in the coming days and weeks. And I really thoroughly recommend everyone follows Chita Parsi, obviously, on social media. And because, as you can see, we've got someone with a unique vantage point and insight on what's currently unfolding, as well as the horror, obviously, in Gaza. So do share this video, press like and subscribe, leave your comments. But Chita, it's a big honor. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much for having me.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.